Do I believe that God is God? Yes, Lord. Do I believe that He is our great physician? Yes, Lord. Do I believe sometimes all the time that He heals? Amen. People wonder if it's God's will to heal. It is God's will to heal. He's healing me. Amen. He paid for it with the blood. Hallelujah to God. He paid for it with the blood. The only source of truth is the Word of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. The only source of truth is the Word of God. In the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see in the Gospels that Jesus heals. Somebody sent me a text. I got to read you this text message. I don't know who sent it to me, but man, it is so true. Y'all bear with me. I get these little ramp things every now and then. It just comes in here, and I better do it before I forget. It was my daughter, Stephanie. Nobody noticed that Jesus Christ, talking to 5,000 people without a microphone, is a miracle. All they had on their mind was the fish and the bread. But how could he speak without a microphone to 5,000 people? You know, and that's just men, amen? I believe that God is up to something. Come on. I believe God is he's sending our church through a shift right now. We're about to shift to focusing more on God than focusing more on our stuff. Our problem, man, I've had a horrible 30 days. I'm just going to tell you. If anybody knows me, I don't ask for nothing. Amen. I feel like I can do it on my own, and for the most part, I've been okay 63 years now. But the latter part of this 63 years, I'm learning I need to start asking people. People sent me messages. If I can do anything, you would not believe how many messages I've had. If I could do something for you, just let me know. Well, I'm going to give you my address. Now, I'm teasing. You could send me a $1,000 check each week. Amen. I'm teasing. But I began to start thinking, wow, these people are sincere. They've driven to my house. They've brought food into my house. They've come to visit my wife's mother. Clem got attacked by the dog. He likes everybody but Clem. Tori says, sorry about that, Clem. But people come in, they've brought this, and they've come in on Saturday nights and brought fajitas. And we sit around and we play music and practice songs. And, oh, I'm sitting there for the most part in pain. But you know what? When we start singing about Jesus, something starts to happen. I began to start feeling better. Come on, somebody. We began to start praising God. Sometimes I'll lean back and got my eyes closed and they wonder if I'm asleep. But I'm not asleep, I promise you. I'm looking forward to not having this thing anymore. And I'm going to get there because God's already healing me. Amen. We see time and time again, everywhere in the Scripture, that Jesus went in His earthly ministry and healed the sick. laid hands on the sick. Brother Phillips talked about it two Wednesday nights ago, how Jesus reached down in the sand and spat in the sand and made some clay, and he put it on the eye, or what we think there was an eye. Brother Phillips read some scripture that he made an eyeball right there. Or it was a commentary or something, how Jesus just made an eyeball, put it in there. He's that good. He made it in the first place. Right? I believe God's healing. You wouldn't think about it with me walking around with a crutch. But you should have seen me September 30th. When I stood up and I got behind hind plate and I realized, I can't do this. God, I need you. The umpire says, what do you need? I said, somebody carry me off of this field. You would not believe how many people told me that I'm too old to play softball. I have heard that everywhere I go. Too old. And here I am telling people, you're not too old to do anything. Now look at me. But God's healing. Amen. Jesus went everywhere, clearly healing people. One thing we need to understand about healing, just because healing is God's will doesn't mean it comes to us automatically. What did he ask the two blind men? Do you believe? Do you believe I can do this? Do you believe I can heal you? Do you believe I can heal this diabetes? Do you believe I can heal this blind? Do you believe I can heal this hip? Do you believe I can heal this back problem? Do you believe I can heal my children when they got 103 temper? Do you believe that Jesus can heal you? That's the question. There's no question that he can. It's do we believe it? Or do we just have hot air like Sister Judy and I were talking about? She didn't say hot air. I did. That can just stay down there. So, do we say hallelujah just out of normal stuff we do? Or do we really mean it? To get healed, we need to start doing some praising. Come on. We need to praise God for the healing. We need to praise God for the kids that are sick. We need to praise God for the cancer. We need to praise God, and we just need to praise that God touches all these. Do we believe? That may be the bigger question. We all know that it's God's will for us to be in healing, amen, for us to be healed. Here's the big issue, is that most of us just say the words, Lord, I need healing, and go on about our business. I'm going to tell you a quick story. How many of y'all give me 5 minutes? Now listen, I really mean that today because it's hurting pretty good. There's no doubt that it's God's will that the two blind men be healed. There's no doubt. Jerry Don, it wasn't God's will for you to be healed. No doubt. I love it. He's just reiterating. Come on, somebody. It's God's will for us to be healed. Jairus' daughter. He tried to get to Jesus. He got to Jesus, and now Jairus was a high up in the country, in the land. His daughter, they said she was sick. But I'm just going to give you a phrase of what Jesus said. And this always gives me joy. They're holding on to this baby, this child. Jesus comes in and has to be led to her. And all the people, what were they saying? She's dead. She's dead. She's dead. And what did Jesus do? He stood up, get out. Come on. If you don't believe, get out. This is Jesus himself. He wasn't trying to win a popularity contest at that moment. He was telling, if you don't believe, get out. And when they got out, all he did was walk over and touch her. And he blew breath into her. What happened? The naysayers say, oh, well, she woke up. Well, we all know what really happened. Jesus healed her. Come on, somebody. What about the woman with the issue of blood? She strived to get to him, to get to him, to get to him. And in the crowd, she touched his garment. What happened? Jesus stopped. Somebody touched me, and everybody said, oh, well, Master, you're right here in the middle of the whole town. I mean, surely something. No. Somebody touched me. She was healed. She had this blood issue for 13 years. Is that right? He healed her right then. There's no doubt that God could heal those two blind men. But for them to experience the miracle, they had to believe for themselves. Jesus asked the same thing of me and you. Come on. I believe in healing. Church, God is able. One person got that. God is able. Come on, somebody. Let's repeat. God is able. God is able to heal. God is able to heal the sick. God is able to heal the blind man. God is able to heal the man that can't walk. God is able to do and to do and to do. God is able. We got to believe that God is able to take us from the crutch, hallelujah, to without one, hallelujah to God. God is able to touch us. God is able to minister to us. God is able to give us strength. God is able to do the things that he says he can do. God is able to feed the 5,000 where people could hear him or not. Glory to God. God is able. We need to believe that God is able to, ooh, glory to God. He is able to heal the sick. He is able to touch you. He is able to bring life back into these old dead bones. Read Ezekiel if you don't believe me. He is able. He's able to take someone that's down. And trust me, I know what it's like to be down and can't do nothing about it but wait on God. Amen. Well, that's your first 5 minutes. Let me tell you a story. In 1983, I was working for a company in the plumbing industry. My papa was a master plumber. My daddy was a master plumber. And I went that way and I learned a bit. I became a journeyman plumber. And I put a closet flange on wrong. Somebody says, well, how can you do that? There's a way. I put a closet flange on wrong. And we were just using primer and glue on PVC pipe. And I got it all cleaned up, done a good job, put the purple primer on there, and put the glue on there, and cleaned out and sanded inside the closet flange. And I put it on there, and I looked at it. Oh, no. It's going the wrong way. I grabbed a hold of it, tried to turn it. Man, that glue, that must have been Gorilla glue. Amen. I couldn't touch. I couldn't move it. So I took off, and I ran to the truck. And I'm running through these gopher holes. It's about this. It had to be this wide. Because I hit it, and this foot went down in it. And I kept running. And I kept running. And I looked back, and I'm like, and I, my foot was just doing this, just dangling, just. And so me, as smart as I am, I stood up because I'm still worried about the closet flange. And I just, boom, jammed that thing back in. Went to the truck, got my channel locks that I needed, got the closet flange off, worked the rest of the day. Went home. My wife had dinner ready. That's a joke. She's watching. My phone's going to blow up in a minute. I get home and I eat supper. And I'm sitting down on the couch, Ellen, and I had the bright idea I'm going to take my shoes off, my boots. You know, those steel-toed boots, they construction workers, you know, we're supposed to wear steel-toed boots. So I take them off. And, you know, it's a bad thing when the dog runs off when you take your shoes off. And I look down there, and all of a sudden, my right foot just ballooned out and began to start hurting pretty good. So Tammy, my wife, comes in. She says, well, we need to go to the emergency room. I said, nah, I'll be all right. Why don't we listen, guys? Roger, why don't we listen? We just don't. It'll be all right. I stood up. And I couldn't move. So I hopped out to the pickup. Got into the pickup. Chevrolet, by the way. Thought I better put that in there. So my wife gets over there and drives. And I said, oh, Lord, you know it's rough when she's driving. Go to the emergency room, and they put a cast on me, and they said, go see the orthopedic surgeon. And I said, surgeon? Yeah, you're going to need surgery. So I went, had surgery done, and here's where the miracle takes place. Dr. Charles Hopkins, he said, son, find you another means of employment. I said, why? It'll be all right. No, you're going to be handicapped the rest of your life. I said, no, I'm not going to be handicapped the rest of my life. I said, I know my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that can heal me. Amen. Come on. I have been through rehab. Has anybody been through rehab? They give you this little machine, and they tell you to put it on your injured area. And all of a sudden, you're just sitting there, and all of a sudden they put that on there, and your foot starts bouncing and moving. I'm like, glory to God, what's going on? It hurt, electricity going through it. Y'all ever had one of them units put on you? It ain't no fun. I went back to the doctor. I said, I ain't using this thing no more. He said, well, that's the only thing that's going to get you up where you can at least stand up. I said, no. I went to our church where our little church ladies laid hands on me. Come on, somebody. They laid hands on me, and they touched Jesus for me to be healed. Glory to God. And I got healed, and I ain't handicapped. I'm not a plumber no more. Hallelujah to God. But thank God. Thank God that I believed that he could heal me. Thank God he can heal each and every one of us. Amen. Closing. What is that? In conclusion. Brother Hopper's favorite famous words. In conclusion, God should be the only thing we think about when we wake up, the only thing we think about when we go to sleep. Jesus is asking you today, do you believe that he can heal? Do you believe that he can touch your life? Do you believe that he can change your life? Church, I've been down before and didn't have a way to earn, make a living. But God always came through. I said, God always come through. God is able. Come on, somebody. God is able to do what needs to be done in our life. God is able to do it. We need to believe. He may move you across America to get what you need. But he's always going to be there. He's always going to help you. The word says he is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we can ask or think. According to the power, watch this, that worketh in us. I went home from that surgery and I sat down there. Brother Denton, I could have said, it's all over. I can't do it. I can't go. I can't play softball no more. I had those thoughts, church. But I prayed, and God said, don't take another man's word for nothing. Come on. When it comes to your health, when it comes to your finances, when it comes to your family, don't take another man's word for it. I began to start moving my foot up and down, left and right, up and down, left and right, up and I bet you a million times I did this with my right foot. Before you know it, I had a cast from my ankle or from my thigh down. I'm sorry. My shin down over my foot. And God healed me. God healed me because I believed that he could. He healed me so good I went back to playing softball. Amen. I'm 63 now, Brother Mike, so I made... I've had so many 35 and 40-year-olds. Oh, I can't play ball no more. And here I am, 63. He is able. I said, God is able. Father, I believe you're able to work miracles in our lives today, just as you did for others when you roamed this earth. Lord, I pray that you would touch, that you would minister, that you would heal each and every heart, each and every mind, each and every soul, each and every body today. Lord, I pray for the goodness of God to flow through your people. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Amen.